With the spring season in full swing and warm weather on the way, the sounds of sneezing and coughing will fill the air. That's right, spring allergies are upon us, and residents of the New River Valley will search for relief. Cindy Douglas, a nurse practitioner at the Schiffert Health Center on Virginia Tech's campus, notices the effects of allergies on students.
We're getting into allergy season now, and we'll probably see about 10% of our population will be allergy related.
Douglas prescribes histamine blockers like Claritin, Allegra, and Zyrtec to treat patients' allergies. However, Susie Winland, a junior at James Madison University, uses local honey to treat her allergies.
The honey definitely helps a lot. I used to have really bad allergies when I was little, but then somebody told me use the local honey, and I started putting it in tea in the morning or on my toast before I went to school, and it prevents the allergies, so I don't even like start to get them now because I use honey all year round.
Local honey helps build up immunity to pollen because bees pollinate with local pollen, which is used in the honey-making process. Winland states that the price of local honey may vary. However, she believes the price is worth it.
I go to school and I live in a very rural place. So you go to like a local shop or farmer's market, you can normally find a bottle for about $5, $6, and they tend to last me a month. So I think it's pretty like cost effective.
While nurse practitioner Cindy Douglas supports the use of local honey, she encourages allergy sufferers to use histamine blockers as well. She also has some tips and tricks to alleviate allergies.
Drink a lot of water. Keep your windows closed at night. Pollen is highest from evening to early morning, so don't sleep with your windows open.
This is Jacob Klor reporting.